Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This week, on November 8, 2021, a very interesting article was published by Israel 365, and some remarkable comments were made, comments which give you an underlying message, and I'd like to talk about that a little bit today. But first of all, let me read to you some excerpts from this article. It begins by saying the Sanhedrin is moving forward to prepare enough special oil to anoint the Messiah from the house of David, who, when he returns, will rule over Israel in the Messianic era. And then the article goes on to say that Rabbi Hillel Weiss, the spokesman for the Sanhedrin, emphasized that a high priest and that temple utensils will be anointed when the temple service begins, which does not need an actual temple structure, only an altar. We are now entering the time when the preparations for the temple are almost complete, Rabbi Weiss said. Now is the time for people to act, to show whether they will be part of the temple or stand against the reappearance of God's house in Jerusalem. Now, what's so important regarding the announcement of preparing special oil to anoint the Messiah with it when he comes? First of all, let's talk about the temple, the third temple. Because a physical temple will exist when Jesus Christ returns. Jews will build it on the Temple Mount. But in doing so, they might be supported by non-Jews, financially and otherwise, which is indicated in the book of Zechariah. Christ warned that the abomination of desolation, which the prophet Daniel spoke about, would stand in the holy place, the temple, where it ought not. This is an end-time prophecy. A forerunner was, of course, Antiochus Epiphanes, who invaded Jerusalem with his armies, suppressed daily sacrifices, offered pig's blood on the altar, and erected a pagan statue in the temple. In the end time, something similar will happen. Conquering armies will invade Jerusalem. They will suppress daily sacrifices because the Jews will have begun by that time to again bring animal sacrifices. They will occupy and they will pollute the existing temple, and the abomination of desolation will be standing there where it ought not. You see, in the book of Revelation, reference is made to an image or a statue that speaks and which will deceive the nations. In the second letter to the Thessalonians, Paul writes about the man of sin, also the man of iniquity, the man of lawlessness. He will occupy the temple, sitting in the temple of God and proclaiming to be God, perhaps saying that he is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has returned, and that he is that Messiah. Christ said, when they tell you that the Son of Man is in the inner rooms, don't believe it. Inner rooms. It's a reference to the sanctuary, including the most sacred chamber of the Holy of Holies in the temple. Christ said, they will tell you, I am there, but don't believe it, because I won't be there at that time. That is why the temple, which had been polluted, will have to be cleansed and purified after Christ has returned, and that is clearly described in the last several chapters in the book of Ezekiel. At the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, many Jews supported him. It says in the book of Daniel that they were corrupted or polluted to do wickedly against the covenant. You read that in the 11th chapter of the book of Daniel. And something similar will happen in the end time. The temple will be polluted through idolatry, and prominent leaders from the houses of Israel and Judah will participate in these abominations. Of course, they are being perpetrated by the European beast power and the man of sin. But you read about that in the book of Ezekiel in the 8th chapter, where also an image of jealousy is mentioned, which will be set up in Jerusalem, in God's sanctuary, the temple, the image that speaks. Now let's go back now to the article which I quoted at the beginning of this program, and why is it so important to understand what's being said here? Because Rabbi Weiss announced, as you will recall, that special oil is being prepared for the anointing of the returning Messiah. Of course, when the real and true Messiah, Jesus Christ, returns, he is not going to be anointed by human beings. But professing Christians, Jews, do not know anything about the real Messiah, Jesus Christ. A false Messiah, sitting in the temple of God, proclaiming to be God, might very well be anointed with special oil. He will be anointed by deceived Jews and deceived professing Christians who will support him, perhaps in a way which is unparalleled in the history of humankind. That confusion, that deception will tell you why it says the whole world will follow the beast and the false prophet. My friends, if you want to know more about these critical developments insofar as biblical prophecy is concerned, we have prepared three booklets which go into these issues in depth. One is the book of Zechariah. The other one is called The Fall and Rise of the Jewish People. And thirdly, are Jews and Christians at odds with Jesus Christ? And if they are, why? So thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.